101 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast in the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inch Shechlech from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject and it's on reflection, and we have our regular crew coming in. We have our high diving champion Wegedus.
Glorious day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, Eagle Nation.
Yeah, so awesome you made it up to the station again.
Thank you.
Pretty awesome. And later on we have Salar, who will be joining us by phone, and also the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and my brother, Shkwait Shachlach, and also Lady Faima coming up. And so we're going to start off with a toe tapper. It's from Orange Goblin, Time Traveling Blues.
Whoa, so, let's go.
Let's have a listen to that, and we'll get the show on the road. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls from all over the world. We welcome you. That was Orange Goblin, Time Traveling Blues. And we're going to get this show started right. And we're going to ask our brother Wegedesk to lead us through some deep breaths. And let's get the show on the road.
Absolutely, everybody. Thank you so much. Our bodies are going to greatly appreciate the extra oxygen and emotional flux of nutrients coming into the body and then a pure release. Just let it all go. Let's relax our belly, our jaws, our lips. Yeah, get nice and heavy on the earth and maybe a nice straight spine too up to heaven. And in 3 seconds, let's go. Big deep breath in. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Full exhale. Yeah, just let that go. And all the way in. Let's go. Yeah, the sigh is super important. Now let's go double at the top. All the way in. And one more in at the top. Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Ooh, I like that extra one at the top, too.
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that for sure. Just love getting that oxygen to hit our brains, get into our lungs, and fill us with all sorts of positivity and, and growth. And,
that's right, bro.
Yeah, and we welcome
Celia,
our president of Minnetonka Park Association.
Good afternoon.
Glorious day. It's such a pleasure to have you as always.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Awesome.
What a day.
Yeah, it's so glorious out there. It's nice and cool, but sunny at the same time. And we need that cool weather to bring down the forest fires and the smoke and all sorts of good, wondrous things that rain does for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we have a subject, and it's on reflections, and we'll start off with you, Wegedesk. How
reflections, what a great one, because that, to me, is something we should all do at least once a day, is reflect on our conduct, on our values, on our happenings throughout the day. The reflection process exercises our imagination, it exercises our memory, it exercises our relationships to things going on in our world. And I do think there are some negative or discordish vibes that are coming from the distractions that keep us busy. And that's why we do our deep breaths, because first, in order to reflect, we should get quiet and get calm and get, you know, in tune with who we are and inside of us. And so, yeah, reflection to me is something that happens internally about the external, we could say. Yeah.
It's like it's almost like a growth process that we go through as we're reflecting and we're starting to, like, build this imaginary development in our brains and around our hearts and minds and souls. And it's something important that we can all do freely. We just got to practice it and do it as often as we can.
Absolutely.
And what about yourself, Celia?
I love what I'm hearing here, and to build on that, yes, that whole idea of ideally a very inner calm process of thinking and understanding more deeply about what you were saying, Wegedesk, with the impact of our conduct or, you know, our internal emotional worlds and internal emotional worlds and not necessarily realizing before it gets into reaction mode sometimes, because, you know, it's okay to have the whole rainbow and spectrum of emotions, but sometimes the way in which we express it can sometimes have impact, both hopefully positively in a lot of ways, but also can have other impacts. And I think what I see the reflection is the kind of the organic fertilizer potential for that expansion and self-awareness. And from there, that growth that you were talking about, Quange. And then from there, being also giving that opportunity to step in and be more emotionally responsible and responsive to my part in what I contribute to the world and how I am in the world. And yeah, I love it because sometimes I've heard the word reflection sometimes used, and there's a difference between reflection and rumination, where people are, you know, doing the judgment cycle or negative self-talk or self-criticism or comparison or blah, blah, blah. And that's not reflection, that's rumination. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the reflection is that positive, deep connection to self, I see it as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a real important delineation between, I think, moving towards something, that's what we want to be doing, instead of moving away from something. Moving away from something is like, you know, it's not really going to get you to where you want to go. You got to move towards that something. And maybe do both, you know?
Mm. Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Celia. Great, I like that.
You're welcome. What a great...
And how about you, Chief?
I was reflecting on reflection.
That's right. There we go. Hey, and Chief, tell us. Yeah, what comes to mind for you?
Well, it sure reminds me to remember to think of that old analogy of looking in the mirror, and just to when you're self-reflective, you're able to discern whether you're having a very positive effect on people or yourself or your life, or a negative one. And sometimes we have to be very objective when it comes to reflection, because we gotta be able to see the truth. And sometimes the truth, we don't want to hear it, or we don't want to see it, we don't want to feel it. And sometimes it's good for us to go through that and be able to handle our own self-reflection and be able to do it clearly with objective eyes and ears, and even our feelings. We need to really be able to connect with ourselves. And through that, we're able to... use that positivity to help people around us, ourselves, and just continue the growth of humanity, really. And that's what we're always aiming for here at Free Voices and at CGSF. A lot of the programmers here, they all have that same value system. And I'm just so happy and pleased with Magnus, Jesse, and Conobar, and Robin, and all the rest of the crew up here that keep us going.
Thank you. Y'all do such a great job.
Oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're very excited and happy to be in this station, be with really beautiful, wonderful people that keep us going and help this world to become a better place. So that's what we're all about here, and we want to promote self-empowerment and growth in humanity, and just be a blessing to those around us. And that's what we're going to do all together.
Thank you.
Love that.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess we're going to have to let Celia go for now.
Don't let me go.
You can stay if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. You can stay on the line. And we're going to get a hold of Salar coming up next. But we're gonna play a very good song for him coming up next from Fuzz Club Sessions. And it's a band called The Third Sound. And the name of the song is called Ghosts of Memphis.
All right.
So, and they have an Italian background. So
okay,
that's
cool.
A cool thing, yeah. And I do believe I've played them before, but they're a pretty awesome band. So
awesome.
All right, people out there, enjoy this song, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening. We're back. That was the third sound, Ghosts of Memphis, from Fuzz Club Session. Man, pretty spectacular stuff.
Definitely, yes.
And so we have on the line with us, we have Mr. Salar, and we still have Celia with us also, President of Minnetonka Park Association. Yeah. And so, first of all, we thank Mr. Salar for joining us, and I really want to commend you for all your introduction to me, to Dr. Akfan, the international law lawyer, who we found out is going to be here on November 9th at the radio station live.
Amazing.
And we welcome people to come and visit and see him. And we would also like to have you, Mr. Salar, to come and visit with him also. And yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Perfect. I'm so happy that it happened.
Yeah, same here. I'm very excited. And many other people are too. And yeah, so we're looking forward to that. And today we have our subject, and it's called reflection. And so we'd love to hear from you, Mr. Salar, on what you have to say about reflection.
Yes, actually, when I heard about that topic, dear Chief, I thought to myself, wow, reflection, such a profound part of our life. And it took me some time to realize in my life how much our life depends on these wonder words. I see reflection as a chain of reaction, as cause and effect. To me, it is like domino effect with no end. I had some experience to realize that, and I would like to share it with you. There was many years ago when I had an apartment, and I couldn't have any sunshine coming through the window and shining to my apartment, because the building was built away, most probably by the people who didn't really appreciate the sunshine, that the sun came only the closest 2 meters to the walls of the building, and then turned away. So there was no way for me to have this beloved sunshine in my apartment. It was like this until I read in some writing the words of a very wise soul, that he tried to explain the understanding and relation between the human and the spiritual world. As he put it in writing, it was that there are many things happening in the spiritual world that we cannot see or feel, but we can see the reflection of those things in other people's mind, the things and whatever is happening every day in our life. And he also talked about the, as an example, that exactly when the sun shines, we cannot maybe look into the sun, or we are somewhere that we cannot see the sun at all, but through a mirror, we can see the rays of the sun, and it shows us that, yes, the sun is there, but we cannot see it. As soon as I heard that, I thought, oh my God, so my problem is solved.